Now, regular listeners to Saturday Extra will know that we often interview travellers with a good story to tell. Well, today we begin with a traveller's tale with a difference. Over September, we'll feature four postcards from the city of San Francisco. Danny Wood is a former ABC and BBC broadcaster, and he's just moved to San Francisco. Over the next few weeks, he'll bring us tales from this wonderful, fog-drenched bohemian city on the west coast of the USA. Today, Danny Woods goes on a tour to find out more about a San Franciscan man called Henry George. In the late 19th century, Henry George developed an economic theory in a bid to end the economic divide between the poorest and the wealthiest in America. In a nutshell, Georgism believed that everyone owns what they create, but everything found in nature, for example land, belongs equally to everyone. Even today, there are those who support George's solution. Henry George said that he had his economic revelation when late in the 19th century he was gazing over San Francisco Bay. And there our reporter, Danny Wood, starts his report.
I'm on the street in San Francisco. Down the hill ahead of me, I can see looming out of the fog the spectacular Golden Gate Bridge. That sound you can probably hear in the background is the sound of the foghorns. Through that fog, about 3 kilometres away on the other side of the bay, are some lovely rolling green hills. Now, this is a view that's inspired many people. One of them was inspired late in the 19th century to come up with an economic theory as he gazed at cattle that must have looked very tiny grazing on the other side of the bay. His name was Henry George. He came up with an economic theory that set about explaining why we have these boom and bust cycles and why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Now, that seems to have a lot of currency in today's economic recession, but Henry George has been largely forgotten, even though he in fact has some interesting connections to Australia. He not only married an Australian, but he sailed in boats out of the bay in front of me over to Sydney Harbour on the other side of the Pacific. To find out more about Henry George, I'm going to join a tour with the Henry George Historical Society.
My name is Dave Giesen. I teach land use economics at a small school of social science. It's the goal of my walk to change your life. This is why you've come here. You've been wondering why you've come to San Francisco, or maybe you haven't, but this is it. Within one block of where we are now standing, the representatives, that is, example banks, of 95% of the bad debt in the United States is held. So this recession is not about bad mortgages, and it's not about bad lending practices. That's only the superficial. That's the outside of the real issue. The real issue is rising land values.
David, a very interesting tour. What attracts you to Henry George?
I read Henry George as a high school guy, George's magnum opus, Progress and Poverty, and was touched by his holistic way of looking at the world, that is, it's ours, and his distinction between gifts of nature, water, land, resources, the sky, solar power for that matter, and things made by human beings. And it simply made a tremendous deal of common sense to me that we would consider things that we make ours and individually, that is, ours, and things which are come to us by nature as ours in the sense of community.
So how does this common sense theory translate into an economic theory?
George proposed using the marketplace. So in that sense, he'll look like a capitalist to most folks in the sense of let's let the market determine what any given piece of land is worth, and let's let that value be what is obliged to be paid to community. So instead of that value being either the goal of a private landowner, that is rent being collected for that location, George proposed that that very rent would go to community, with as a corollary the elimination of other taxes. That is, to the degree that that land value tax satisfied social needs, roadways, schools, healthcare, whatever a community might choose to have socially, other taxes could be at least reduced, if not eliminated.
So this world recession we're in, do you think Henry George could be offering a solution?
Clearly. Under George's proposal, wherein the value of land annually would be socialized, that socialization of that land rent would drive the value of the price, I should say, the sale price of land to zero, which means there wouldn't be mortgages on land value, which means there would not be debt issued against land values. There could be debt issued against buildings and debt issued against business itself. The logic is there, but logic isn't going to win the day in the human heart and mind. It's a spiritual question. And when we perceive the earth truly as ours, as the whole community's, we'll be moving in this direction.
David, thanks very much for your time.
Indeed.
Well, Danny Woods there, speaking, not on trumpet, I might say, with David Giesen, director of the Henry George Historical Society in San Francisco. And there is an organisation called Prosper Australia, which is inspired by the philosophy of Henry George. It's www.prosper.org.au/. Danny Woods returns next week with a postcard on San Francisco's wetlands.